أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا انتعل أحدكم فليبدأ باليمنى وإذا نزع فليبدأ بالشمال لتكون اليمنى أفضلهما تنعل وآخرهما تنزع متفق عليه. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said when any of you wears his shoes, he shall start with the right side. When he removes them, he shall start with the left side, so that the right is the first to be worn and the last to be removed. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when any of you wears his shoes, he shall start with the right side. When he removes them, he shall start with the left side. So the right is the first to be worn, the last to be removed. Bukhari Muslim. Muttafaqun alayh. When Hafsah radiallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaj'alu yaminahu li ta'amihi wa sharabihi wa thiyabihi wa yaj'alu yasarahu lima siwahu dhalik. Rabu rawahu bidawah tirmidhi wa ghayru. Hafsah radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use his right hand for eating, drinking, and wearing his clothes, and his left hand for other tasks. Hafsah radiallahu anha narrates the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use his right hand for eating, drinking, wearing his clothes, and his left hand for other tasks. So sunnah, and also a command of the sunnah, is a tana'ala. Is a in ta'ala. I have to check, is a tana'ala. So when any one of you, the Sultan is a command here, is a Bukhari Muslim narration too, that when any one of you wears his shoes, and when he starts these things, then he should start with the right side. And when he wears, he should start wearing with the right. And when he takes off his clothes, takes off his shoes, then he should start with the left. Understand? So when you wear your clothes, make sure you always put the right sleeve in first, then the left. And when you take them off, always. Understand? And this is al-istiqama fawq al-karamiyya sunnah. Person acting upon the sunnah is greater than any karama. This is the greatest karama. And istiqamah upon sunnah is greater than any karama. And the closest way in the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proximity to Allah, is through the sunnah. So if a person has all these different types of adhkar, all these types of different Quran, tilawat, tahajjud, and everything, but he doesn't have sunnah in his life, he's not a waliullah. Waliullah has to have a sunnah in his life. So there's a Kabir Mashayikh. So one Shaykh, he entered the washroom by mistake with his right foot and he fainted. Just going into the washroom. If a person has that yastidhar, love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can this happen to me? They said that Qutub al-Aqtab, Imam Ibn Zakir rahimahullah, in his old age, my Shaykh, and they narrate, and because when he was very sick and ma'zur, so they would actually help him even when he had his loin clothes, lungi on, then they would put his thing. So once somebody was putting on, and obviously, kimmat of the sheikh, and in enthusiasm and in excitement, he forgot. And he was putting on the right one first. So he jerked his foot like this. And he goes, Alim hukarpatani, you're a molana, you're a molvi, you're an alim, and you don't know that you're supposed to put the right one in first? They had estidhar. Ya Kabir Mashaykh, who didn't have teeth at the end, they still use the miswak on their tongue too, because it's sunnah to brush the tongue, the gums in that. So sunnah. Allah gives the life of the sunnah. There will be success in dunya and akhirah. Yeah, time change, inshallah, 6:30. Tomorrow's salat will be at 6:30. All the salat times are up on the screen.